Although U.S. lawmakers, mostly Democrats, have been divided over Bush administration policy toward Iraq, they are standing unified behind American men and women in uniform who are waging the war to disarm Iraq. Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee.
It's time for us in the United States Senate to pull together. That's the purpose of this resolution, to support our military, to support our commander-in-chief, and to support our allies and others who understand the direction in which we're going.
Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota, who angered Republicans earlier this week by accusing President Bush of failing miserably in his diplomatic efforts on Iraq, echoed Senator Frist's comments.
The Congress has always come together to speak with one voice, for one purpose, to support the efforts of our troops and to pray for their courage, their success, and their safe and quick return home. With pride and resolve, we do so again today.
While offering support for the troops, Democrats continue to criticize the Bush administration for not offering cost estimates of the war and the post-war reconstruction of Iraq. President Bush is expected to send Congress a supplemental funding request for the war in the coming days. Senators Frist and Daschle said Mr. Bush called to notify them of the start of military action Wednesday night. Senator Frist says administration officials have promised congressional leaders daily briefings on the progress of the war. Meanwhile, Mr. Frist announced that security will be tightened at the U.S. Capitol for the duration of the war. Public tours will be restricted as part of the measures taken. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.